WYT. Praising the Lord.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries in Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holy Spirit.
Gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast. Featuring the teaching is the Movement of Christ broadcast. Featuring the preaching is the Movement of Christ God. Montgomery and pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Would you turn your Bibles to the book of Acts chapter 17? And I want to lift out just the A clause in verse 28. Just the A clause in verse 28. Acts chapter 17, verse 28. And when you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. The word of God reads, for in him we live and move and have our being.
Yes, sir.
May the Lord add a blessing to the readers of his holy word. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. For in him we live and move and have our being, and all of that is in him. Paul, at the beginning of this chapter, goes to Thessalonica, he goes to Berea, and he ends up here in Athens. But every place he went into the synagogues and he took the word of God and began unfolding the word and preaching about him, Jesus the Christ.
Yes.
Paul made it his business to reach as many people as he possibly can with the gospel, the good news of God's word. And Paul dealt with Jews and with Greeks and with proselytes, all the same with the truth of God's word. Many people were converted, were convinced and committed to the cause of Christ because of the preaching of the word of God by the apostle Paul. Many who had formerly believed in Christian Judeo principles and practices, many who were former Greeks, many who had been pagans, who believed in many different gods, when they heard the truth of the word of God, their heart was stirred and they were able to receive Jesus the Christ, the true answer from God for man. When he gets now to Athens, he's walking around the city, going to the different synagogues, looking in amazement at all of the idols that they have, the various idols, the different idols. The idols for one thing or another. And he recognized when he had gone into one temple that it was marked on the altar to the unknown God. Paul made it his business to go up to Mars Hill and find himself in conversation with some of the greatest minds, greatest philosophers, greatest poets, greatest thinkers of Paul's day, and reason with them concerning the Word of God and the person of Jesus Christ. One of the things about Paul was the fact that Paul, both being Jew and having Greek background as well, was very well versed in both doctrines and theologies and lifestyles and cultures. It was said that Paul spoke between 12 and 14 different languages fluently. It was no major thing for Paul to sit and to reason and to discuss and to bring about the understanding of new thoughts and ideologies to men, especially concerning the Word in many different languages. And in this place, when he saw to the unknown God, he said, I will build a bridge from where they are to where I am to help them to understand that there's only one true God. But you see, they were believers in pantheism. And pantheism was the belief and the doctrine and worship of many gods. But Paul was a believer in the doctrine and worship of monotheism. And monotheism was the worship of only one God. And Paul made it clear for this reason, you might think, and he talked about their superstition, and he talked about the multiplicity of their gods, and the Areopagans were the highest group, the authoritative group of pagan leaders whom they desired an audience with Paul after hearing this doctrine of Christ and his resurrection and him being who Paul says he is. They wanted to hear more about this Jesus and understand this more. And Paul had to make clear, you got to realize you can't have him and them.
All right now.
It's got to be one or the other. It can't be all of them. See, they were okay with just adding another God to the regimen of gods that they had for one thing versus another thing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But Paul said, let's make it clear. There's only one true God. Amen. And so when he makes this clear to them, he tells them, for in him. Not them, in him we live and move and have our being.
Yes, sir.
Allow me a few moments to just unload this truth for you there. First of all, when he talks about in him, we've got to look at the fact that he's talking about in relationship with him, being born again in him, having to do with him, and understanding that we were made from him. It was important to recognize, as Paul ministered this word, how in him was how the believer needed to see himself to get a fuller picture of who he was in Christ. You see, one of the things you're going to recognize is you can know of him from outside, but you never get to know him until you get inside. And it was in him that Paul was trying to convert them to have an understanding from within, the intimacy of knowing that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And in the beginning, God said, "Let us make man in our image." Yeah, yeah. And so it's important to recognize that everything and everyone came from God. God made us of one man, of one blood. Yeah. Then he put parameters around us. We could only go so far without going beyond where God had ordained us to be. And so as Paul began to make all of this clear, he says, "For in him we live." Now, first of all, that reveals the plan of God. In him we live. Live. This word doesn't mean just get by. This word doesn't mean just make it. When the word says live, it literally means with vigor, vim, and vitality. It literally means by that God has given us to live each day to its fullest with. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And if you represent him, then life oozes from the very life of every believer. Listen at what he says now. For in him we live. So what does that say? If you're not in him, you aren't living.
Come on, doctor.
You're getting by. You might be here, but you're not living. And there's so many people I see, and sadly enough, some people even in church, who look like they're not even living. No joy in their heart, no smiles on their face, and that just appears to be that there is no reality of God moving in and through their lives.
Amen.
When you live, God expects you to make the best of every day. Somebody say live. God created you to live. If you are here today, then that means you're alive. And if you're alive, it means God wanted you to live. It's a contradiction to be alive and don't live. Somebody missed me there. Listen, the devil wants to steal your joy. The devil wants to take you from that place where the joy of the Lord is your strength. Listen, people who have the joy of the Lord, you can tell it on their face. You can tell it in their walk. You can tell it in their talk. You can tell it by how they carry themselves. It's just something about the Lord. What you smiling about? Oh, just joy. Joy, God's great joy. You know, you find yourself singing and it just good to you. What you sing about? Oh, God, his goodness. You know, you find yourself in a place in God's presence where it's just good to be here. Joy in living. I told you it was a contradiction of life to live and not live to its fullest. Here's what you need to do. The word live is L-I-V-E. But when you don't live, spell it backwards. It's E-V-I-L. It's evil. For you to say you belong to Christ and don't live, it's evil. Something is wrong with you. Something is wrong in you. Listen, in him we live. That's God's plan for us. Listen at this. If you're not living, recognize the devil has creeped in. And you know he only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. You need to check yourself and see where he has taken residence in you at and get him out. Because he's a joy stealer. And we don't want Satan there. Secondly, he says, and connective conjunction, tying in him we live and in him we move. So we move from the plan of God to the power of God. Because in him and moving in him carries two connotations, by him and or through him.
Yeah.
Do you not know that every day you move is by the power of God? Let God take his power away from you and see how much you can do. Let you think you got you up this morning. And God pulls his breath from your body. God takes his strength from your bones. You see, it's by and through his power that we move. And that, again, references internally and externally. Matter of fact, before we ever move our body out of bed, internally, stuff is moving. Your heart is.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Come on.
Yes. Your blood is. 23 to 28 seconds all the way from the top of your head down to the bottom of your feet, taking energy and oxygen to all parts of your body at the same time, coming behind with the garbage truck and taking all the trash out your blood, filtering it. I wish I had a helper. You got stuff moving on the inside of you before you even open up your eyes in the morning. Inside of you. And you even, God gives you the power to get out of bed and begin to move your legs and move your arms and move all of you to do your own. God called you to do. It's by and through his power that we move. Don't think you can move without it. Today you want to challenge God, tell God take his power from you and see what you can do. And then lastly, as I hurry on to a close, and have our being.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, let me just back just a moment, because it answers three important questions in life. What, one, why am I here? Why am I here? Well, if I'm here, it's because God has planned for me to be here. Paul reveals this in these scriptures before this 28th verse, that we were here because he planned it.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I've thought so many times when I've read the Bible, what a wonderful thing it would be if I could be back in this era or in this time. You know, I've honestly thought about those things. How would I have felt if I were with Moses at the Red Sea and thought about if I was with Elijah on Mount Carmel when that was the 450 prophets and the 400 prophets of Baal, 850 of them coming against him when he challenged the prophets of Baal against the Almighty God, and whichever would answer by fire, let him be God. I wondered again, what would it be like to be, I wonder what it would be like to walk with Jesus. To watch Jesus do miracles and to see him, how he ministered everywhere he go. Folk would be drawn to him because of his authentic and attractive ministry. He was the one that folks saw and knew that life was teeming and gleaming in him, and they wanted some of that. John 1 and 3 says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made. Verse 4 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Everywhere Jesus went, he let his little light shine. People came out of darkness because of the light that shone through Jesus Christ. But they not only had light, but they had life because of him. Him. So it asks the question, why are we here?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because God planned it.
Yes, he did.
Even before my father ever met my mother, and yours as well, God planned for you to be. Matter of fact, when I really think about it, I really begin to realize how important I am and how important you are to God. From the foundation of the world, he brought my mama and my daddy together just so they could produce me. And likewise with you. Don't ever let the devil make you think you're not important. Don't ever let the devil make you think you're not here for the reason that God wants you to be here. You might not understand it all right now to be here. You are here by the plan of the Then the next important question is, go. This is one of the important questions. Where am I going? People don't know where they're going. They don't know where they're going to, fro, back and forth. Don't know. Because it's only until you really begin to fully on yourself in him that you discover what it is and where it is he has for you to be and to do. Why am I here? Where am I going? But the last reason, or last question is, that's one of the great questions of life is, what is my purpose? What is my purpose?
Yes, sir.
Well, first of all, we talked about God's life in us is his plan. We talked about God's power in us causes us to move.
Yeah.
And then the third part is, and have our being.
Yes, sir.
Reveals God's purpose. It is God's purpose that we are here to become what God wants us to become.
Amen.
You are a human being. It does not yet appear what you shall be. Listen, you are not being through molded, pruned, shaped, built up. You are not yet all God wants you to be. And you've got to realize everything that you are is for his purpose. Romans 8, 28 say, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to who?
His
purpose. Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Why? Because it's for his purpose. Listen, that is connected to the prayer he gave the disciples to pray called the model prayer, Matthew 6:9. Father, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so it's important for us to recognize the purpose of God for our lives is that we would be and become what God has planned for us and empowered us to do and to be in this earth realm that reflects Him. You might wonder why are you here? I'm here because God put me on earth so that I could be a reflection of Him in heaven. I could be a reflection. Y'all not getting this moment. In heaven, I am here and born again and have life in me and move and have my being because He's still working on me because I belong to Him. And wherever you see me, He wants me to show Him. On my job, He wants me to show Him. He wants to show him. In school, He wants me to show Him. In the marketplace, He wants me to show Him. Driving my car, He wants me to show. Texting on my phone, He wants me. Y'all not hearing me this morning? To show Him. Reflect Him, and I'm closing. But I'm reminded in the olden days, when I'm smashing, would find the gold and then they would rinse the gold off. And they would then put the gold in a melting pot. And then when they put the gold in the melting pot, they lit the fire under the pot and watched the gold melt. And every now and then, the goldsmith would look over in the pot and see if he sees his reflection. And when he wouldn't see his reflection, he turned the fire. And when he wouldn't see his reflection, he turned the fire. And then he'd look into the pot to see if he saw his reflection. And if he didn't see it, he turned up the fire a little bit higher. And he'd keep on repeating this process until finally, when he looked in the pot and saw his reflection.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by the program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. It's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Louisiana, 70804. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. If you are blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at the same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
K-A-Y. 101.9.
Apostle J.L. Broadneck returns to Alexandria to pastor the Word of Faith Kingdom Church.